You like that one? That one looks good with your shirt too tonight.
I like
it. You matched your shirt tonight. I appreciate
that. I didn't want to be embarrassed by you again. You
know, funny. Look around. We've got a little elephant.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I'm matching with the shirt.
Okay, no.
I got this at the Salvation Army.
That's a great place to shop.
I know.
I'm trying to tell you.
I know.
I could tell you a whole lot of things. Drea laughs at me, but that's a lot of my shopping.
Amen. Amen. The humble shop at the Salvation Army.
I don't know that. I think you got to be like really smart, understand what to buy. You can buy a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. The Lord gave me a scripture on the way over here. He told me to read this.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue with the Lord.
So this is from the Lord. Matthew 7. We are live, right, Pastor Ben?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pulling our
leg. No, we are.
Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Mm. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Yes.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. Reveal your Son, the Lord Jesus, to us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Speak to us. Reveal to us your love, your grace, your mercy, and your truth through your word. Anoint Pastor Sandy tonight to water the seeds that have been planted by the Holy Spirit. Father, so many of us have been working diligently to spread the love and the truth of God. The nearness of the rapture and the times that we're living in, the desperation that people need to get right with you. So, Father, I pray that tonight you would use this message to touch the hearts and minds of those who don't know you, those who are not ready to stand before you, those who are in danger of being left behind. Father God, I pray right now that you would baptize them with the Holy Spirit. You would grant them repentance. And that, Lord, we all would see the truth of what's soon to come. Bless this night. May your Holy Spirit go forth. Amplify and multiply this message. May it bring you glory and honor. In your name, Lord Jesus, do we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Not no need for live. Hallelujah. Okay. First of all, I want to thank the Andersons for this wonderful, wonderful, encouraging letter. And this is what it says. It says, thank you for being such an inspiration to us. It all started with your 10-minute YouTube on March 13th, 2020, when you told us about the you-know-what, Pastor Ben. And we don't mention the you-know-what because people get sensitive. Don't want to be your friend no more, okay? So he said, but they've been watching since March 13th of 2020. And very, very nice couple. And I'm thankful that they have been able to take what I've given them and not, because sometimes people protect what they already believe. They protect it. Yeah. Even though they can see it's wrong, they'll still protect it. So even they were having problems with the whole Billy Graham being a Freemason thing, but they looked at it and said, hey, you have to look at things and go, wow, that is kind of crazy. About a lot of people he was associated with were nothing but Freemasons. So anyway, I'm always happy to hear someone that is growing beyond past what they've been taught as they grew up. Then Deborah Otterburn, which I probably overpronounce her name all the time, or I'm saying it exactly right,
because I do pronounce it well. This card is for Pastor Sandy and Pastor Ben. And you are a blessing, Pastor. I will give you shepherds after my own heart. Shepherds after my own heart who will guide the knowledge and understanding. She gave us Jeremiah 3, verse 15. I will give you shepherds after my own heart. Thank you, Deborah, for being such an encouragement for so long. I love it. I love consistency. One of the things about being a pastor is you see them come, you see them go. Because sometimes they get offended by little things. Like Pastor been telling people about their dreams for when they get here. And they say, in my dream, that's just what I said. I saw you doing. Please put on your mic. Okay, the crew is asking me to put on my mic. So put my mic on. Okay, now, a lot of you guys sent me this video, okay? Love you guys, but this is CJ Lovick, okay? And it's like this. Look at that. That is absolutely beautiful. Smita with the thing at 2222 tribulation. Will it start now, right? So I have watched this guy before, and I stopped watching him because he makes a lot of really huge biblical mistakes when he's teaching, because he does the drawing at the same time. So while you're watching the drawing, sometimes you are not listening to what he's saying. And so I want everybody who has the notes to tell me, first of all, what is wrong with the picture that he drew here and the information here, okay? I want you to just look at that. Pastor Ben. Okay, here it is. No, you got it. It's right on him. Okay, so what is wrong with that picture? Someone tell me. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, you already told me.
I already told you, Pastor Ben. You would be cheating. You see where it says, he says while he's drawing, I have to figure out. I want to show you that Jesus was, first he died on the cross in 27 AD, okay? And so, I mean, he's made this one before and I sent him a long letter like, that's impossible, right? Okay, now watch this. I'm going to show you why it's impossible. Go to your page seven, second page of your notes. Watch this. It says, and Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph and the son of Haley. Okay, so it says Jesus, this was right after his baptism, okay, and they said he was about 30 years old, and he starts his ministry when he's about 30 years old, okay. This guy has him on the cross at 27. So that means he died 3 years before his ministry started. So I'm like, you guys have got to see this when you're watching people, because they're putting things up that are obviously just wrong, okay? There's no way. That means a lot. I mean, if he died 27 AD, a whole lot of numbers are off, okay? And that means 70 AD couldn't have been 70 AD. That means he couldn't have walked around for 40 days because he died when he was 27. So I'm just saying, watch what you're watching. Make sure you're being a Berean and a student of what you're watching. I got deceived by Islam before, and I said to myself, I don't ever want to be deceived again. Whatever you tell me, I'm going to look it up, I'm going to read it, then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to make sure that it's right. Like Emerson asked me once, he said, could you send me the information of the five books in the Old Testament before canonization so that I can see it really was the 5708? Because I can't just say that. I got to be able to pull up the information, the history, and to prove that, okay? There's no way in the world you can prove that Jesus Christ was crucified when he was 27 years old, okay? But he was writing it, and everybody sending it to me, like, you're going to love this. I'm like, no, I don't. Only thing I love is that he said that the tribulation starts 2022. Okay, that's what I love. In his video also, he has the decree of Artaxerxes on that page. And he says the decree of Artaxerxes started 456 BC, which is completely wrong. The decree of Artaxerxes started in 445 BC. That is exactly 483 years to 32 AD, because Jesus was in his 33rd year, but he didn't quite make it to his Tishri because he died in Nisan. You understand? So he has it here that the decree was given in 465 on Tishri 1. Okay? Now, it says here in the book of Nehemiah, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes. What month was it? The month of Nisan, right? That the wine was given to him, and then he gave this decree to Nehemiah to go back and rebuild Jerusalem, right? But when the decree came, it was Nisan. So when Jesus Christ died on the cross, it was the 483rd year in Nisan. You understand? Well, he's got it just in Tishri. So as a Bible student, I'm watching what he's saying because I don't think it's okay to get the Bible incorrect and to give it to other people. I think you would need to study because you're a mouthpiece from God to the people. That is what book is that? I think it's Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. He says the priest of the mouth should have knowledge of scripture because you are a mouthpiece from God to the people. So you can't guess. You have to study. And before you give out information, make sure you're giving out proper information. Because having Jesus die 3 years before he started his ministry is a big mistake. Okay? So, but he does have here, see, this is the thing. I give you the orange juice, but I don't tell you about the little other stuff I put in there, right? But he does have it that the tribulation starts in 2022. And we're in the month of Elul, which is the last month of the 5782 year, because Rosh Hashanah is coming up. How many of you guys have seen the moon phase right now? Did you see the slither? So the month of Elul started because there was a slither of moon. And right now it's still like a slither, because it's about the third or fourth of, because on the 27th of this month will be the end of the month. It'll be the end of Elul. It'll be about the 25th, between the 25th and 27th of September, that it will be Rosh Hashanah. And so once it becomes Rosh Hashanah, and this is why I'm telling you about the prophecy of the moon and the sun, because when the moon disappears, and it does it every year, it's a big prophecy, it's married to the sun. But one of these days, the moon is going to disappear from the sky, okay? It's going to disappear from everyone's view on the earth, then it's going to reappear in the sky. And that's the prophecy of the bride. So the sun and the moon are talking to us in prophecy every month. It's going through a full cycle. Then you notice that the moon gets really big, then it's full. Notice how the church grew and everything was going great, but now the church is getting weaker and weaker. And then we have a little bit of people left that are really serving them, then it disappears and it goes away, and then it reappears in the sky. Okay? So, but one of these days you're not going to see the bride anymore. You understand? So it's a prophecy. So understand and know that that this coming Rosh Hashanah is a very big day for myself. But one thing the guy said, And I want everybody to know and understand this, because Rosh Hashanah is a very big day. If 5782 should pass and there would not be a rapture, I am like thoroughly like, okay, I'm so shocked that I can't even stand myself, right? So, because I know and understand it started September 21st of 2021, okay? Or September of 2021. So, and it goes to September of 2022, Rosh Hashanah. So, and I know that when Rosh Hashanah starts, that will begin the 11th, that will begin the 11th Smita cycle since Israel was rebirthed as a nation, okay? So that 11th Smita cycle, if it's tribulation, will be exactly what 11 stands for, which is confusion and judgment. You understand? So you see how perfectly God has set it up? And what I've been trying to tell you is that God is perfect, okay? So he's perfectly set it up where the 11th Smita starts a 7-year period of confusion, which is 11, right? So it's the Smita is perfectly set up. Now, we started here. I'm going to have you look at this back. We started here at 5782, September 2021, and we'll go to September of 2022. It'll still be 5782 until Rosh Hashanah. Now, what's the important thing of it being 5782 other than it becoming the 11th Smita time? Okay. In the four books of the Torah, you have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Those four, and I'm using four because four is a number of Jesus Christ because he is the door. Those four books are 153 chapters, okay? So why 153? Why is that important for us? Because 153 is a representation of the church, okay? There's 153 fish brought forward to Christ and he's already got a meal cooked, you understand? So now we say in the first five books, the 153 becomes important. I was going to use a bigger word, but I don't want to be like Elmer Fudd. Okay, so now we say we have the number of books that, I mean, verses in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, and it was 88, right? 1,288. We discovered that there was actually 1,889. The one verse that's missing says what? After the pandemic. That's odd, considering the fact we just went through one, right? And we're headed into the 11th Smita, right? I'm just saying there's some things that are just going on that we have to go, okay, this is getting pretty crazy. Now, so you got all of these. The first four books, if you add up the first four books, it gives you 4,894 minus from 5782, you get 888, which is Jesus. If you just do the book of Deuteronomy, 959, you minus 888, you get 71, the Holy Spirit. So now in the Torah, you're getting a numerical value that's all linked to 5782. The church, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus are all linked to the numerical values of the Torah, but only when you use 5782, okay? And that, you go, wait a minute. So as long as 5782, we get a manifestation of 888, 71, the Holy Spirit, and 153, the church, coming together, but it's all linked to 5782. Okay, and 5782 will be over with. Rosh Hashanah, it'll then be 5783. So you can no longer say 5782 means anything in the first five books. Even though it says, even though it's like after the pandemic, All the numbers match. So that's why I'm saying I would look at that and go like this. That's impossible. Okay? So I'm trying to let you guys know where God has us, because what the Lord is telling me is like, I'm going to show you something every week so that people will get it, that this is simple, and I'm giving you every possible thing I can give you, okay? It's like you're going to be like Lot or Noah. You're warning them. You're giving them, you know, evidence. You're telling them, like, I'm building this boat. Do you think I'm building this boat for no reason? Come watch what I'm doing, you know? It's like these animals are coming to the boat, and they're getting on, and I haven't told them to get on. He didn't go out and pull me in. Come on, lions. He didn't do that. God told those animals to get on the boat. So he goes, isn't this weird to you that they're getting on the boat and I haven't said nothing? And they're like, yeah, well, but nothing's going to happen. Rain out of the sky. Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops, right? Whatever they told them, they still wouldn't believe it. Lot the same thing, right? Son-in-laws, there he goes again. Big destruction day, because we're evil, you know. He doesn't know how to be, you know. What do they want us to be? More kind, you know. But my sin could not be your sin, you know. The whole thing, whatever people say, is always like, I don't want to hear what God is saying about warnings, okay? So, as we went through this, okay, and we see, okay, if I had all of the numbers of the first five books, plus Deuteronomy is 58, 5, 8, 5, 3. But if I minus 5782, I get 71, the Holy Spirit. So that's like, whatever you do, you're getting either the Holy Spirit, the church, or Jesus. Okay? So it's like, how was Pastor Sandy able to make all of this work out so perfectly? I'm trying to explain to you, you know, it's like watching the animals get on by themselves and still nobody wants to hear you. Okay. So, here we are. Let me see where else I wanted to go to. Okay. Go to page 3 of your notes. Okay. Because on page 3, is exactly what you have. You have the Son of God, you got the Holy Spirit, you got Jesus. You got 153, more, not just 153 people getting raptured, just everybody who is a 153 will get raptured. 153 means sons of God or daughters of God, children of God. It is the people who belong to God is 153, okay? So the 153, the 71 is the Holy Spirit, and the 888 is Jesus Christ himself, okay? And then we put this scripture here, and you can see how they messed it up, because in the chapter before, they have 19 verses, and then chapter 26 starts. But in the other book, it has 18 verses, but we're trying to figure out, well, where the 19 come from? Well, the 19 come from only a very short portion, which says after the pandemic, so they just decided, it's only a few words, let's just add it to the other, because that's what, you know, people do when they're trying to interpret. But God said, I'm gonna make sure that they find it, wait till after the pandemic. Okay, see, to me that's weird. It's like, okay, the animals are walking on the boat by themselves. Let's wait till after the pandemic and then we'll let them find it, okay? And so now all of that works. All of that is working out perfectly. Okay, go to the next page. On page 4. Because what we're looking at here is, and I'm not talking about the scripture anymore, after the plague. I'm talking about Psalms chapter 121, okay? Psalms chapter 121. If you guys haven't been following me concerning numbers in the Bible, you're missing it. If you think I've just been pulling hats, you know, rabbits out of the hat, you're missing it. You're missing what God is really doing, how he's measured out every number that is exactly like shows that God, only God could have written the Bible, okay? So when we get to, because the book of Psalms is giving us the 1900s. It's giving us prophecy year by year, 1901, 1902, 1903, 1904, until you get to 1948, rebirth of Israel, 1946, I mean 67, winning back Jerusalem, 1991, God protecting Israel during a war and them not being touched. All of these stuff, these things were just happening. Every year, J.R. Church was saying, is this year going to come true? Just like all the previous years. And they had a magazine and they would show exactly what happened in that 19th year. And then everything just kept going. And we were like, wow, Psalms is telling us exactly what's going to happen in that year. Okay. Even till it got to 2004, we were at the church. We had the church open and we said, well, this year, there's supposed to be a flood and the water is supposed to go over the mountains. But it was December and nothing had happened. Then on December 26th of 2004, they had the tsunami. I forget where that was, on the 26th. And then we looked at what verse it was in Psalms. The verse that said the flood was going to happen was in verse 26. And we could have known if we would just looked at the verse. So the Psalms is just telling you year by year everything that's going to happen. We get to 2020 and it says, Father, deliver us from lies. Oh, my goodness. And God, I mean, God, we needed God in 2020. He had to deliver us from lies because people needed their jobs. Businesses falling down. It's like, God, deliver us from lies because it was going forth. Right. So all of this was happening, and then now we're getting to 2021, and God, through a Hebrew friend of mine, he says, wow, there are 15 Psalms of Ascent. But look here, out of all the 15 Psalms of Ascent, only one of them has the lament, and it's in Psalms 121, which stands for the year 5782. Which on the Hebrew and 2021 through 2022. And I'm like, okay, so now I gematria the first verse, and the first verse is 2220. And I almost fell on the floor. Cause I'm like, so now you're telling me that the ascension here is a verb and we're gonna hear the ultimate voice of God in 5782? So this is why I'm saying, since 5782 started in the verse that says the voice of God, 5782 passing doesn't make sense. You understand? Amen. So this is why the Lord is like, tell them that wheat is 22. Tell them that this scripture is 22. Tell them that this is 22. Tell them this is 22. So I'm telling you everything, right? Every week God's giving me something to tell you, look, it's going to happen. Look, this is going to happen. Be ready, be prepared, it's going to happen, okay? So we get to Psalms 121, and Psalms 121 says, Shir le ma'alot, Ashir ane el ha'harim mi'an yiba azra, which is, the scripture for Psalms 121, and this is the psalm of going up, of ascending up. Okay, so God put this scripture there. Now, it wouldn't mean as much as it does, but the scripture that is in Exodus chapter 19, verse 19. See, Exodus 19, verse 19 is all about this incredible wedding day, right? We should know about it by now. Do I need to read it? Well, I don't think I should, right? Because I don't want to waste time. So this incredible wedding day that God tells Israel, it's on the 50th day. They just come out through. They've just come out of Egypt. The 50th day of the travel at Pentecost, God tells them to meet me at the foot of the mountain of Mount Sinai. And if the people agree to marry me, here's the covenant. I'm going to come down and marry them. Okay? And the people are waiting, and the instruction is, tell them, don't touch the mountain. It says, do not go up the mountain until you hear the blast of the trumpet. When you hear the blast of the trumpet, then go up. But before you hear the blast, don't go up. Okay? They're getting instructions. So all of this stuff is going on, the earthquakes and everything. And then in verse 19, it says, then Kol Elohim spoke. And Kol Elohim is 2-2-2. So then God spoke. And now Israel's married to God, okay? You go, wow. But what does that have to do with the church? That's in the Old Testament. Well, if you go to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, God says, you haven't come to a mountain like them, but you're coming to a wedding too. And your wedding is going to take place in heaven, in Mount Zion, where there's going to be thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, and you're coming to that wedding. Okay? And so in that scripture, he's letting you know that same thing is going to happen. But what happened in the first one? Until they heard Kol Elohim, the voice of God was their trumpet. Now it was time for them to go up, okay? So since they have it in Hebrews, the same event is going to happen, but you're going to hear the voice of God, then you can go up. Okay, so now I'm like, okay, God has given us a great clue, because this 2220 is the first verse in the Psalms of Ascent, and the Psalms of Ascent, there are 15. Okay. If you're still on page 4, you'll see that 148 means Passover, 1480 means Christ. So the Passover is Christ. 71 is the dove in the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, but 710 is the Holy Spirit. Okay, now go over to the next page here. Now watch this. It cut off a little bit, but I know what I'm doing, Pastor Dan. It says 117 means in the Hebrew aloof, which means close, intimate friend. Some people call them dukes, okay? But they're close, intimate friends. When I times that times 10, it's 1170, okay? And in 1170 is found in Psalms 110, when God tells Jesus, sit here until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. So therefore, the ultimate for the intimate friend is the day when Jesus is in heaven and God says, sit here until I tell your enemies, until I put your enemies under your foot. Why? Because the church has already been raptured. They're with Christ, and God is like, now I'm going to go fight your enemies, and I'm going to subdue the world under your submission. And when you go back, your enemies will be under your feet. Okay? So, then I say, okay, since that scripture was telling us the Gentile calendar, Deuteronomy is telling us the Hebrew calendar, but it's doing it by verses, okay? So the 5708 verse is the rebirth of Israel. Then you count 19, and that's the capture of Jerusalem. And then you can look at the Holocaust in it. Deuteronomy is doing the same thing that Psalm does. So we're like, okay, so this is good. So 74 years after the rebirth of Israel was the 2021 or 5782. So now 74 years after the 5708 is the year 57:82. And in that scripture in Deuteronomy, okay, it just happens to say to us, oh, that they were wise, that they would understand this, that they would consider their latter end. So this verse for 2021 to 2022, 57:82, says, if only they knew that it was the latter end. In Psalms, it says, the voice of God, the ultimate voice of God will be heard, and the verb of going up. So you got the verb of going up and the ultimate voice of God. Here you have, if only they knew it was the end, but it's the same year, one in Psalms, one in Deuteronomy. So you're like, okay, how did Pastor Sandy pull that one off? Okay, because a whole lot of things are just happening to fall together right now, okay? So then we look up the gematria of it, and the gematria of if only they knew it was their latter end is 1661. Okay, 1661 is also the gematria for at the last day in Greek. Okay, so you go, wait a minute, 11 times 151 is 1661. And since 1661 says it is the last day, what is 11 times 151 and what does 151 have to do with it? Well, 151 is the Hebrew word for the gathering, the asaf. It is Isaiah 57. And Isaiah 57 says what? The righteous disappear and no one ponders in their heart. The righteous have been asaf, 151. And no one understands that the righteous have been 151 osaf to spare them from evil. And God uses osaf, 151, the gathering, twice in that verse, okay? So now he's saying the 11 time 151, which was 1661, that says this is the end, is 151 that says this is the gathering, okay? And then we find out by reading Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, which is another 2:2:2. And what does that 2:2:2 say? It says, and God took a rib from the man and he made a woman for her. Then he brought the woman and presented her to the man. Okay? And then you're like, see, because you guys got, you're good Hebrew students. So you know that Adam was the first one put to sleep before he sinned and pierced in the side. There was a greater Adam that came after that Adam that was put to sleep and pierced in the side. And from what came out of his side is going to be produced his bride. Okay? So therefore now we have this scripture that the woman that's being brought to Adam is a prophecy of a coming bride that's going to be brought to the second Adam, which is Christ. Okay? So the 151, 1510, which is what? The ultimate marriage, right? Adam says, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and I will call her woman. This is the ultimate of 151, is in Genesis chapter 22, 2:2:2, and 2:2:2:3 says, bone of my bone, flesh. If he's saying bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh in 23, that means in 22, God already brought her to him. He's already with her. So when he says 151, she's already been gathered. Come on, you guys. The animals are walking on the boat and I didn't even tell them to do it. And you still don't believe me. Okay, so all right, we can continue, because God's like, it gets crazier than that. Okay. Let's see here. Are we through with this one? Okay. I'm sorry. I have to stay on page 5 for a second. Okay. I have to stay on page 5 for a second. Okay. Now, this is what the Lord wanted me to know. If I don't use a lamed in Psalms 121... A lamed is a numerical value of 30. If I had read Hamaalot like all of the rest of them, it would have been short 25 numbers. It would have been short 25 numbers. So if God doesn't put a lament in there, it's not 2220. You understand? So whoever put it there wanted you to know that that was the ultimate voice of God. That verb to ascend, you're going to hear the ultimate voice of God. If God doesn't put one lament, 15, there's 15 songs of ascent. Only one has a lament. God's like, if I don't put the lament there, it's 25 numbers off. And you could never use that verse for saying that that's the year of the verb. Okay? So to me, that's another animal walking on a thing with nobody to tell him what to do. I look like Dr. Doolittle. I didn't say nothing. Elson just walked up here. God told him to do it, right? Read Genesis. It said God instructed them to do it. Okay? Now, so if you see this, the beginning of the end, 1948 is the exact same year as 5708. L'dor ha'acharon in Psalms chapter 48, verse 13, God says in Psalms chapter 48, verse 13, when you see the rebirth of the nation of Israel, go and tell it to the L'dor ha'acharon. Tell it to the last generation, okay? Let the last generation know that it's begun, okay? What? The fig tree. Jesus Christ comes along and says, when you see this at the fig tree, it says, this generation will not pass, okay? So now that guy who did the video, who said Jesus died 3 years before he started his ministry, he's saying that, here, let me move on. Let me move on. Because I want you guys to know this. Okay. This is what I'm trying to say. That 80 years, he says, if the rapture doesn't happen at Rosh Hashanah, we have to wait 7 more years before there could be a rapture. People didn't hear that. I'm like, when did the Semitas control the rapture? It doesn't. The Semita doesn't control the rapture. The Father will tell you when it's time to, for his bride to go, right? But they didn't hear. Now, if it went for 7 more years, you'd have to completely erase the prophecy that Jesus gave you, saying 70 but 80 because of their pride and disobedience, okay? So everything is showing you now, okay? Last message I said was now is the time. Now is this. Now, everything is now, okay? This is God trying to get to people to say, look, now look, this is what we're doing. We're all over the world, Pastor Ben, okay? And guess what they do? They share. I don't care what YouTube is doing because it doesn't matter to me because I know more people are watching than they're telling us. Because you can get somebody to come on and stand on his head for 2 days and talk about a bunch of nothing, and he'll have 152,000 subscribers. And you know, so I know what's going on, and people are being warned that this is rapture time. Have yourself ready to go. And now, so this is what we're showing.
Amen.
Now, we get to the 74th year after Israel's rebirth. No, just stay there right now. This is the 74th year. This year's the 74th year. 74 times the Trinity is 222. Okay? 74 is the lament, and the lament is what? The shepherd's staff. So who's ever going to be speaking has to be the shepherd in the 74th year, right? All of this stuff is playing into God going, look at how plainly I'm putting it out. It's the 74th year, 74th time the Trinity is 222. Look at this. Okay, now let's continue to go on that. Okay. I'm gonna have you go over to page 6. One, 6, 6, 1, look at that in Greek. At the last day. That's the same as the Deuteronomy for this year. God saying, he said at the last day in two different places, okay? We see this 11 times, 151, 1611, the gathering, Isaiah 157, 1 and 2, the disappearance, and nobody understands. We see 1510, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, so everything. Now, we get to this, the first half of the tribulation. Because this is what God is saying. This is what the Lord is saying. 5782 starts the tribulation. Now, listen to me, what I'm telling you. If 5782 starts the tribulation, and both Deuteronomy and Psalms have been following year by year by year, that means after 5782 year in Psalms, and 2022 in Psalms and 5782 in Deuteronomy, the next seven verses should talk about the tribulation. And it should give you detail year by year by year, because you know how the tribulation goes. You know when the middle of the tribulation is. And you know what happens in the middle of the tribulation, okay? You know when the tribulation starts, who's going to be attacked? You know that there's going to be a temple rebuilt. So all of this stuff has to be within the next seven verses after Psalms 121 and after Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 29. The next seven verses you read in both should say the same thing. And it does. And it does. And that's what we're going to go through. How much time we got?
15 minutes.
We can go through the first, we can go through part of the first half of the tribulation right now, okay? So here it happens. Here it goes.
Page 6?
Yeah, we're on page 6. Okay, tribulation year, Hebrew year, Deuteronomy, Gentiles, Psalms, Deuteronomy 32, verse 29. And I put slash 30 because we know that 5782 lasts 2021 through 2022, right? So, and then we go Psalms 121, and then you have Psalms 121 equaling 2220, the trumpet blast. So if I'm saying that's the trumpet blast, and then Deuteronomy 32, verse 29, then this must be the trumpet blast also, okay? So, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30. This is what it reads, okay? It says, how could one chase 1,000 and 10,000 in flight, except the rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? So the question is, in the scripture after Deuteronomy 29 says, if God doesn't weaken Israel, they wouldn't be able to be taken over. That means that the rock, God himself, has to give Israel over to his enemies for the enemies to subdue them. Okay? Now, in Psalms, I'm gonna go to this psalm because I may have to go into the book. I wish people didn't just think I was a goofball. No, you're just a goofball. Now watch this. Here we go. So Psalms 121 says that the ascension happens. What happens in Psalms 122? Listen what it says. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Wait a minute. After the church leaves, doesn't the scripture say that the temple is going to be rebuilt? This is all part of the Antichrist thing. Is I'm going to give you the ability to rebuild the temple and give you a 7-year peace plan. This is from the book of Daniel. So now The first scripture you hear in Psalms 122, this is after the church is gone. Remember, it'll still be 2022 when we leave. Okay? So the first thing that Israel says is, let us build our temple. And the Antichrist goes, yes. So they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in the gate of Jerusalem. Okay? Now, we go to verse 6. Go to verse 6. And there, if does your scripture say pray? Does it say pray for the peace of Jerusalem? What does your scripture say? If you have a book. I'm going to tell you what it says in the Hebrew. It says Saul. You know who Saul was?
Yes.
Shoel. Okay. It doesn't say, it says demand peace. This is what it's telling them. Look, it says demand peace of Jerusalem. So they're going to demand peace. They're already getting a temple and they're demanding peace. Okay. So if you're demanding peace, that means you're willing to do whatever it takes to have it done. So now they're demanding peace, and it says, demand peace for Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadel. For the sake of my brother and my friends, I will say, this is God saying, peace be with you. Okay? For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. Now, in the Hebrew, it's very sarcastic. Because when they demand peace and they demand a temple, God says, now you got what you have. Now you got what you requested. Good for you. Okay? Go ahead and do what you're going to do. He says, but because of the servants of God, the promise he made, he says, I'm going to watch over you. But God knows that them demanding peace and them demanding a temple, because the scripture says that Jesus, when he returns, the Messiah is going to rebuild the temple.
Yeah.
Since they think that this Antichrist is a Messiah, he's building a temple. So they said, our feet are standing in the temple. Oh, they're just gloating about, look, we're going to have peace. The Messiah's back. Okay. Psalms. And then who gave them over to it? The rock gave them over. Okay. Now, let's go to what would be Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 32, okay? And that would be for the year 2023/2024, okay? And it says, for their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the field of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter, okay? Speaking concerning the enemy, they're saying that these people are like Sodom and Gomorrah. They're evil people. Can I explain to you one more thing in Psalms 122?
Yes, 10 minutes, Pastor.
Psalms 122, verse 2 says this, our feet stand within the gates of Jerusalem. This is right after they've said, build us a temple. Okay. Now, what is the numerical gematria for the second verse in Psalms 122? 2028. So their feet will stand in Jerusalem, but God gives you the year. He said this won't be over with till 2028. So he makes the gematria of Psalms 122, verse 2, 2028. Okay? So, in Psalms 123, let's read that, Psalms 123. It says, I lift up my eyes to you, to you whose throne is in heaven. And as the eyes of a slave look to the hand of their master as the eyes of a maid looks for the hand of his mistress. He says, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he shows us his mercy. Now, what do they know in 2023? They got the wrong, they're starting to realize these people still hate us, even though they've given us a temple, even though they've promised us peace, these people still hate us. So he's saying, have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. So now they're pleading out to God because they realize even though they have their temple, even though they have a covenant of peace, they're still being troubled by their neighbors. Okay? Now, 124. Ooh, that's the next one over. How much time we got, Pastor Ben?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Let's go to the next one over. Because the next one would be what? Psalms 124. And Psalms 124 is now, guess what? The middle of the tribulation. Psalms 24 is the middle of the tribulation. I am going to read Daniel chapter 9. Oh my goodness. There it is. Daniel chapter 9. I had it marked. 9 verse 26. Watch this. Daniel 9 verse 26. And it says here, after the 62 and 7, the anointed one will be cut off and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. You hear that? The end will come like a flood. A flood. War will continue until the end. Desolations have been decreed. So he said the end of the tribulation is going, after the middle of the tribulation, the end of it is going to come like a flood and there's going to be war. Okay? Go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 15. And it says here, it says, then from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman. Who's the woman? Israel. And to sweep her away in the torrent. Okay? So it says there that Satan is going to spew out water like a river. In Daniel, it says it will be like a flood and it will continue as war until the end. Okay? So now let's read Psalms 124. And you let me do this, Pastor Ben, I will get out of your way. Watch this. It says, the beginning, it says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, he says, let Israel plead now, because Satan's coming against you now. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now plead. What does he want them to say? Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. You see now you made a big mistake. Say it so I can come. They still won't say it. Here it is. It says, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared up against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging water would have swept us away. So that's 124. That's 2024. That's the middle of the tribulation. And it's telling you exactly what's going to happen. Here in 124, which would represent 124 in Deuteronomy, second half of the tribulation, it says, their wine is the poison of dragons, the cruel venom of a snake. That's what it says for 2024 in Deuteronomy in 5785. So they're getting the worst of Satan, and when? In the middle of the tribulation. Okay? Now, in Deuteronomy 25, now they start begging God and asking God to save them. Okay? They start begging and asking God to save them. Then Psalms chapter 26, God says, I'm watching over you. I'm coming. I'm going to rescue you. Okay? Tomorrow, we're going to look at when the strong man, because it keeps saying the strong man rescues them. Okay? And it uses the Hebrew word gabor. Okay? So it says, and the strong man's children are a blessing to him. The gabor's children. Gabor in Hebrew is the other word, is the word you use when you say hero. So if you say Superman's a hero, he's a gabor, okay? Because he's a person that he's strong and he rescues, okay? I was gonna wear my Superman shirt and like, you know, but that's the whole thing, is that Jesus is coming back to rescue Israel like a superhero. You understand? Because when they're at the worst, when it's the middle of the tribulation and the water from the Antichrist is pouring out upon them in war to try and destroy every Jew, and God gives them a place to hide. And he says, if it wasn't for you, it would have overflooded us. It would have taken us over. But you saved us. So you're going to see in Psalms 125, they're still pleading to God. 126, you're going to see Jesus say, don't worry, I'm coming back and I'm bringing my sheaves with me. Who's the sheaves? The church, the harvest. He says, I'm coming back, but he says, I'm bringing my harvest with me. He comes back with his harvest and he says, now your bride is now ready. What bride? He came back with his bride. Who's the bride? Remember Jacob? How many brides he have? Leah and Rachel. Now he's going to marry Israel and they'll have their own children. You understand? So everything is set up perfectly the way God did. But the seven verses after the rapture, 5782, 2022, the next seven verses gives you the tribulation. And we'll finish it up tomorrow. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good word,
God. Hallelujah. Can I sit down while you pray us out?
Sure.
Because my feet is hurt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Aw.
Okay.
Amen. The Lord gave me another verse. Matthew 28, verse 18. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for revealing to us great and wonderful things from your word tonight. Now, Lord, I'm praying for discernment for all of us who heard this message in understanding it and how you want us to apply it to our lives. Lord, we can see the nearness of your coming. Lord, we could see our blessed hope is almost here. Yet, Lord, we also thank you that you've never left us. You are with us now, and you will be with us until the end of the age. So now, Lord, help us go and make disciples as you have commanded us. Lord, help us to be ready for your coming. Lord, help us to be about your business and nothing else. Let us strive to enter into that narrow gate. Lord, reveal to us your perfect will and plan for our life. May this word go forth. May it stir up the hearts and minds of those who don't know you. Let them come to your throne. and beg for forgiveness, to repent, to receive your grace and your mercy. Lord, we love you. We lay our life down for you as you laid your life down for us. So Lord, we just praise you. We thank you. We say Maranatha. We say hallelujah. We say Hoshiana. Lord, save us. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. With your life.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to say one thing. And I hope everybody's still watching, because maybe a lot of people turned off during, but I hope they're praying for this and they're still watching. We have an elderly gentleman who has cancer and he's going to have surgery, but the government didn't give him all of his, I guess, social security money. And so he needs help to pay his rent, okay? So I'm just asking, like, all the people who are saying, I want to help that man, because he shouldn't have to worry about his surgery and having a place to live at the same time. So if you have to give, just let Pastor Ben know. Don't let me know. I don't want to know. I'll tell Pastor Ben who it's for later, and then we'll send him as much as we can possibly help him with, so that he can concentrate on the surgery that's coming up and not rather him and his wife have a place. And they're both beautiful people and beautiful members of S4C. And so we want to make sure that they have everything that they need. And while they're going through this tough time, they're not worried about where they're going to live. Okay? So praise God. I hope many of you respond and many of you. He doesn't need $1 million. I'm not trying. He just needs the rent money. Okay? So, and I'll ask him how much it is and I'll let Pastor Ben know as well. Okay? So praise God.
Amen.
And thank you. Pray us out. Did you pray us out already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We-